Let me take the lead, okay?
Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julian. I got Richard on the line. He owns a BRB motor company and can use $15,000 to get some equipment.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Richard, my name is Julian. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm in the application processing department at Bank of Cardiff. First thing you want to do is just confirm a good callback number in case we get disconnected. How about a cell number?
Yeah. 704-776-5480.
Okay, great. Okay, so I understand you're looking for 15K, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are you going to be using the 15K for?
Probably a new truck.
Okay.
Probably a new... it'll be used. It'll be new to me, but used,
right.
Yes.
Okay, and how about a timeline, or in other words, when would you, you know, want ideally to be able to get the truck?
Oh, I don't know. Next couple months, something of that nature.
Okay, have you kind of been, shopping around already, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see. And what kind of truck are you looking at?
Probably a Ford F-350 or a Chevy comparable, maybe even a Dodge.
Okay.
But something. More of a Ford.
Something around the 350 size, F-350.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of your business, by the way, Richard?
BRB Motor Company.
ERB Motor Company, okay. And how long have you been in business, sir?
12 years now.
Okay, very good. Is there kind of something that you specialize in? Do you do, repairs or trucking, or what do you guys do exactly?
We do repairs on cars. We do... A little bit of repo work, not much, and we buy cars, mainly junk or next to junk cars, and fix them up and sell them or pull them apart and sell the parts.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. What did you guys do in sales last year, just a kind of a rough estimate, just your gross revenue?
Probably maybe 80,000 or something. It's just me and one of my friends. I don't have a bunch of employees.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my grandpa used to own a.
I used to have more when it was when the economy was a lot stronger, but.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandpa owned an automotive repair shop 10 years ago or something, and the block that he worked on, there was just, tires, and you could do your oil and repairs, the clutch guy, and they had everything kind of right there on that block. Is that kind of how it is over there, too, in your location?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody kind of knows
that. It's very automotive, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this truck you're looking at, are you replacing an old one, or are you, adding on something new?
No, probably just adding, yes.
Adding on. Okay. And what are you going to be using it for, exactly?
Same thing. Towing, transporting some. I do work for a couple dealers every once in a while, move their cars around.
Yeah.
It's not steady. It's just hit and miss.
Okay. Now,
and
like
sometimes both in the spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So say if you find a used truck you like from Ford, what kind of work do you have to do to get it to be able to tow? Is there stuff you have to attach to it? Is there anything else you'd have to buy for it? Or
there could be, but I usually can buy for $15,000 a pretty decent used truck, not a new one.
Right,
those
right.
F-350s are like $40,000-$50,000 now, brand new.
I know, it's insane.
Yeah.
But as far as like getting it ready to be able to tow, is there any like additional work you would need it to put into it, or additional equipment you would buy to attach to it? Or
there could
like
be, you know, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000. I don't know.
Okay, just want
to
ask.
You really don't know what you got until you start driving it and everything. I mean, obviously, if the tires are bad, you got to replace the tires. But you know, that doesn't mean the whole, you know, I mean, other things you don't see.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'd say you never know what you got until about 30 days later.
Yep. Unless you're buying it, like, you know, dealership certified.
Brand new.
Yeah, or brand new.
Right, yeah.
Okay, do you kind of go to the same dealership usually for all of your commercial stuff that you buy?
No. I might be a private owner. It might be, sometimes whoever's got the best price.
Cool.
You know, when I buy parts, it could be O'Reilly, it could be Advance Auto, and sometimes, believe it or not, once in a while, OEM is cheaper than aftermarket.
Yeah.
Not much, but sometimes.
Okay, so you shop around, you pretty much get the hunt for the best deal, pretty much, right? So it could be private party, it could be from the dealership. Okay. How do you normally finance equipment when you buy it? Do you usually go through your bank, or does the dealership offer you financing, or what do you normally do?
Well, sometimes I can use the credit union,
which is
like a bank down here. I don't know.
Yeah, I use a credit union myself. Okay. How would you rate your credit, Richard? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Like 600, 700?
I pay my bills on time.
Okay, that's good.
No, it's over 700.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, very good. Just to let you know about the process getting you approved, you can work pretty quickly. You mentioned that it doesn't sound like there's a true urgency here, but we can definitely get the ball rolling for you pretty quickly if you did want to bring it on sooner than later. For equipment financing, typically we get you an approval within a day or so. Do you want me to try to get you an answer by tomorrow?
But how do I, here's the thing, how do I, if I do this, how do I pay you every month? Check? Money order?
Yeah, there's different ways of doing it. We can set you up on automatic payments. Typically, that's what most of our customers like to do, so that way they don't have to worry about it. We'll just set you up on automatic monthly payments that you agree to, and it'll just come right out of your account. That's usually the easiest, right? I mean.
Yeah, alright.
But yeah, if you have a preference.
What's your APR on something like 15 Gs?
Typically, equipment financing will start around the mid-single digits. If you're an A-credit customer, you're qualified for the better programs. If you don't have very good credit, there's issues with your business, you know, you won't qualify for as good of a rate.
Yeah.
What kind of rates do you normally get?
I'm sorry, what?
What kind of rates do you normally qualify for on your equipment?
I think I probably could get 2.99 right now.
Okay, so
on my credit union. I haven't talked to him yet. I haven't talked to him, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
I've done things with him before, so, you know. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll shoot for that. You know, I definitely want to get you the best rate. We offer a match or beat policy too, so we're pretty competitive, especially when it comes to equipment. Another thing that we do, just to throw it out there, I don't know if you have any needs right now, but we do working capital loans. So if you guys are looking for a large amount of cash for your business, we can help you out with that as well. If you have any, you know, just cash flow needs, or if you have a project you want to invest in, expansions, things like that, we can also help with. So let me shoot you over.
So where are you?
I'm in San Diego. I'm in the West Coast office.
Where?
San Diego,
where?
California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the West Coast office. How about you?
Where in California?
San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you must be making some money.
All right. I've been here for a little while. That's nothing crazy. It's a decent job.
San Diego isn't cheap to live on. I know that.
Yeah, it's very expensive. There are some areas that are much more affordable than others. It's kind of a sacrifice, you know, if you're willing to move a little bit inland, you know, you're okay with having not the greatest location. You can find it just like Los Angeles, you know, you can live in the ghetto or you can live in a nice area, you know.
So, yeah.
It's a pretty broad mix of areas depending where you want to go. So.
Yeah.
So what's a good email to shoot you the application info over to?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to mail it to me?
No, do you have an email address? Is that easiest for you?
Yeah. It's DudleyR85@Yahoo.
Okay. Dudley, so DudLey, right?
Yeah.
And then the letter R, as in race car?
Yeah.
85@yahoo.com, right? Okay.
Yeah, right. That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if I shoot you over the application info, will that be fine for you? Through email?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So just to let you know a little bit about the process, typically it's about a 24-hour turnaround time to get you some approvals, and we'll get some numbers for you. What we need, it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we need your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you an email right now with that info. If you can get that back to me today, I should be able to get some answers for you by tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I don't know if I can get back to you today. I'm still working here. I'm driving one of my trucks right now.
Oh, nice.
Delivering a car. Yeah.
Yeah, whenever's convenient for you. It sounds like there's not a whole lot of urgency, but I can work at whatever pace you like. So if you want to get it to me, you know, by the end of the week or something, we can get you some answers by the following week. But we do work pretty quickly if you did want to get in place soon. So let me just confirm your phone number really quick. 704-776-5400, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Richard. Do you want to jot down my direct phone number? You said you're driving, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure my contact information is in the email, so that way you can reach out to me if you have any questions about the application or anything like that. Any other questions? Anything else I can help you out with, Richard?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, just a last question. We have a new team that we're kind of experimenting with. How did they reach out to you? Did they just call you directly, or did they send you something in the mail, or...
No, they called me directly. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. They said they're with
they called me directly.
And they said they're with Bank of Cardiff and asked about a business loan or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're just doing like some quality control, making sure that they're doing the right thing and everything. So. Okay. Well, great, Richard.
Okay.
I appreciate your time. Pleasure chatting with you. And I'll send you the email right now. And feel free to give me a call if you have any questions. And once you get the application back to me, I'll get you some answers.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Have a good day, sir.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.